Was all this legal? Absolutely not. We were making more money than we knew what to do with.
Talk about dirty money. Was Leonardo DiCaprio's film The Wolf of Wall Street financed with cash embezzled from Malaysian government fund
1MDB?
That's what U.S. federal investigators want to know. And representatives of the Hollywood actor came out publicly Tuesday to say DiCaprio has been cooperating since July, as soon as the allegations surfaced. DiCaprio is entangled primarily because of his personal and professional relationships with Malaysian financier Joe Low and Riza Aziz, the stepson of Malaysian Prime Minister. Aziz is head of Red Granite Pictures and came up with the over $100 million needed to get DiCaprio's and director Martin Scorsese's film made. Money, global investigators now believe, was diverted from 1MDB. Low and Aziz also gave DiCaprio a $600,000 birthday gift, Marlon Brando's 1955 Best Actor Oscar statuette for On the Waterfront, and the men partied with DiCaprio at several lavish parties around the world. Low went on a $1 million gambling spree in Vegas with DiCaprio, bought a house very close to the actor's Los Angeles home, and allegedly used over $1 million of embezzled funds to buy art from a charity sale the actor hosted at Christie's. The Justice Department is now in the process of seizing luxury real estate, artwork, and other assets purchased with allegedly stolen funds from
1MDB
by a cast of characters, including Low, and has issued subpoenas to several Red Granite employees and a bank and accounting firm it used. The comments from DiCaprio's camp come after a rainforest charity, Switzerland's Bruno Manser Fund, called on the actor to explain his ties to the alleged fraud or step down from his UN position as messenger of peace for climate change. DiCaprio's spokesman says the actor is actively seeking to determine whether he or his charitable foundation had received any gifts or charitable donations directly or indirectly related to these parties, and if so, to return those gifts or donations as soon as possible, saying he continues to be entirely supportive of all efforts to assure justice is done in this matter and is grateful for the lead and instruction of the government on how to accomplish this. Aziz and Red Granite deny any wrongdoing. The Malaysian Prime Minister also denies wrongdoing and has been cleared of any crime by the Malaysian Attorney General. Low has not commented on the allegations. A source close to DiCaprio says the actor and Low are no longer in contact.